The Buddha tells of the monkeys that live in the Himalayas that they live in two territories. One is a territory where human beings go, and the other is a territory where human beings don't go. It's in that first territory that the monkeys are in danger. The hunters set out a trap. The monkeys come and they touch it, a little piece of tar. They touch the tar and they get stuck on the tar. So the other hand tries to take the first hand off the tar. It gets stuck too. Then they push with their feet. Both feet get stuck. And then out of anger, they just bite the tar and that gets stuck too. So they just lie there whimpering. And the hunters can come and take them off. And Buddha says the same way as meditators. We have two territories, the safe territory and the unsafe territory. Safe territory is when you're with the body in and of itself, or the breath in and of itself. The unsafe territory is when you're thinking about sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations that you really like. When you wander into that territory, Mara can get you. In other words, all your defilements can come and take over. And they can do with you as they like. So do you want to be a victim of greed, aversion, and delusion, or do you want to be free? Well, stay in safe territory if you don't want to be a victim. As you go through the day, try to just be with the body in and of itself. Any thoughts that come up about how you'd like this kind of food or that kind of situation, or especially on a hot day like this, how you'd like a nice cool place, just let those thoughts go. That's dangerous territory, because you just make yourself suffer. Maybe just stay with the breath. Just have thoughts of nothing but the breath. Then there can be heat, there can be whatever. And you don't have to suffer from it. At least you minimize the suffering. The amount of suffering that actually comes from the heat is very small compared to the amount of suffering we can create around issues like this. And that's just the heat. Then there are all the pleasures that we'd like that we're not getting. You think about those, that makes you suffer even more. So don't let Mara get you. Don't let the hunter get you. Stay in your safe territory. And you don't make yourself a victim.